Well, we know that Kendall Beckwith was in an auto accident. We know he had surgery and everything. What can you tell us about how he's doing now?
Well, everything that we hear from our trainers is that he's on schedule. He's doing well. You know, he's in every meeting. He's just following through the, I guess, the rehab program that they've put together for him, prescribed for him. And so far, everything's going so far as planned.
How hard is that as a coach? I mean, you seem to develop a strong relationship with your players when you get the news about something like that.
Oh, well, the first thing, you know, I was hoping he was alive. You know, when I first found out he got in an accident, I was hoping that he was not, you know, seriously injured, that he was going to be okay. And once I got the green light to that, then that was the most important thing. So the good Lord was on his side and on ours, and, you know, we're looking forward for him to just continue to get better every day.
Mark, in terms of the rookies coming in, you got Jack Sitchie in the sixth round. I know he's another guy coming back from injury, but what have you seen from him, and what do you like about him as a young linebacker?
Well, Jack Sitchie coming in as a rookie, so far I've been impressed with, first, his awareness as a player. He's been very good in the classroom. He's a bright guy, and he's been able to, as we've gone through installation, be able to retain information, so he learns pretty well so far. And then what we've done in really a short practice, his movement skills, you know, are coming along. So I've been pleased that he's been able to come back from that and get on the field, and really pleased with his awareness and attention in the classroom. And that's what I ask him to do right now. And, of course, we're one step at a time, but so far so good.
Well, how can the new defensive line help protect your linebackers?
Well, you know, that kind of remains to be seen a little bit right now, but based on the players that we've got, I mean, heck, we've got to protect them too. I mean, Miller's linebacker's got to do the job relative to the front, but these guys have been really productive players, and they've been run pluggers, if you will, and gap stuffers. And so, I mean, anytime a defense has a line up front that's productive, you would hope that the linebackers would correspond with that, and that'll be our objective. We're going to do our very best to fit our holes and do what we're supposed to do in coverage and play off the front, and that's why they go hand in hand. We can't be good without both of them working together. If the line's playing well, the daggone backers better be, and vice versa.
And along the injury lines again, Adarius Taylor is somebody that we haven't talked to in a while, because last time we saw him, he was carted off the field with an injury last year. How is he doing?
Again, Adarius is right on schedule, we appear. At least that's what the trainers are saying, and I'm pleased with that. You know, so far so good with him. He's also in the classroom, really doing a great job. You know, sometimes when a player has an injury, they can take a different attitude in how they are in the classroom. And on all of our guys to this point, knock on wood, they're taking advantage of the time to be the best they can with what they can. That's rehabilitation and classroom work, and we demand that, but they're also responding that way. So A+.
Has he been able to get out on the field and run around with the guys?
He's not been able to get in the practice routine right now. He's still under the supervision of our trainers, but according to our trainers' update, it's on schedule. So everybody at this point's on schedule.
Duff, the injuries last year were unfortunate for you, but how much did that help you establish the depth you now have behind your starters?
Well, injuries relative to our depth. You know, we train our players for any possibility that can go on, and so they have to respond to that training so that hopefully we don't absorb a hit, if you will, when we have an injury. That's a good thing. And so based on that preparation, those guys have responded, and so, yes, it's allowed us to develop what we refer to as depth. And so you never know, as you've heard this, you guys write it all the time, you're one step away from being in the lineup, and so that's their responsibility. They better take heed to that. So if, in fact, it does happen, we're rolling and not, like I said, not missing a step. So we've been able to gain some depth through those situations. So we turn them into a positive.
Cameron Lynch is a guy that was with you, and then he left, signed with the Rams. You guys brought him back. Where is his strength, or where does he fit best? Again, I know you cross-train your guys, but where does he fit best?
Well, Cameron's a very versatile player. He's got the ability to play a couple positions at linebacker. He's more of an outside linebacker guy, and then he's been a real productive four-core special teamer. So when you're a linebacker, you've got to be more than a one-phase guy. You've got to have duality in how you can play at linebacker, meaning a couple positions, and you've got to be a special teams phenom or a guy that can play a lot of spots. So they're valuable people, and he's been able to produce in a number of areas.
Coach, Lavonte David and Quan Alexander, they blitzed their share last year, didn't end up with a sack. Looking back at it, was there a lot of bad luck involved? Was it maybe as something related to the defense itself, or what can you say about that?
I think really as much as anything, we got to get better at our technique. Some of that's timing, some of that's footwork, some of that's awareness. And so regardless of any of the other things, it's our responsibility at linebackers, blitzers, to make the quarterback feel it. Sometimes it's not a sack. You can be a doggone good blitzer, but if you can get the quarterback off the spot or you can get him to hurry throwing the football, that's a plus. Now, we'd love to get sacks, and we'd rather get sack fumbles. But when we blitz, we've got the quarterback has to feel us. That's when I think that the blitz is not successful, if he's not effective. If we affect the quarterback in a hurry or a batted pass or something, we'd love to get the sack. That's kind of the ultimate. But anything else that changes their timing is a plus for us.
As a coach, you always want more. As good as Avante and Quan are, what's the next step for those two guys for you?
Well, I think, again, a couple things. Improving their awareness so they can continue to see the bigger picture, and by seeing the bigger picture, being quicker decision makers. The quicker they can make decisions, the more active and productive they can be. We're looking for them to do their job to the best of their ability, run and pass, and to stay consistent in terms of making the opponent's offense feel them in their play. Sometimes they can feel them without, they can feel the us by us not making the play, but being where we need to be in coverage and where we need to be in the run fit. So being consistent is where we're really trying to get improve a little bit more of their awareness.
You mentioned Levante, and you also talked a few minutes ago about stripping the ball away. He seems to be like one of the better guys in the league at being able to strip the ball and recover it. I mean, what did you see from him last year? Because it seemed like, you know, at times, you know, the season that he was having was kind of overlooked.
Well, you know, I'm very much pro him and all of our players. I have high regard for him. He really bought into getting after the football. And, you know, we talk to all our players about it, all about the ball. And I think his conscious effort in that regard paid off in terms of production. Now, I want him to be more conscious in his effort this year, if he will, and he will. I'm very pleased and excited about Levante, but also have a high standard for him and anxious for him to continue to climb in his play.
It's only been a few months, Coach, but what sort of impact have you felt from Brenson Buckner being the new addition on the staff?
Well, I first of all, I'll go back. I had the privilege to coach with the Bengals when he was a player, you felt then this guy was a guy that had a lot of energy and a lot of pride and competitiveness to him. He brings those same components to the D-line: high intensity, energy, discipline. And so, you know, we're just kind of getting warmed up, if you will. But I like what I've seen and felt, and I think our players do too. He's a very team-oriented, very disciplined, high-energy guy, and that's kind of, you know, components that we need to be successful at anything, but especially on defense.
You mentioned Levante, and you mentioned the standard you have for him. What is that standard? I mean, how is it? Is it a certain number of takeaways? Is it a certain player that, you know, you think he could, you know, I don't want to say emulate, but.
Well, no, I want him to be his best and be his consistently best. And you know, all the coaches make tapes that show these players when they do things well. We show them also when they don't do so well, but we tend to emphasize what they do well. And we want them to get that picture in their mind's eye. And so things that he's done well in terms of run fits, pass coverage, pressure. Sometimes he can be having a heck of a game, and he may only have 5 or 6 hits. You know, we'd like him to have double-digit hits all the time, but I want him to be a productive player based on what his job is, and it also lead the rest of the team by his actions and his energy into being, you know, following suit with him.
Coach, when you saw the schedule with the Saints as the opening team, and you finished up with them last year, is there any kind of advantage or any sort of perception that it's good to get the Saints early and quick and after just playing them?
You know, years ago, I used to be a little more intent about some of those things. Right now, I know that's our first opponent. We're focused in on that. I think there's recollection a little bit to it, but all I do know is they're a hell of a team, and they're in our conference and our first game, and before we go any further, we got to take them on. So I do know that. They've commanded our full attention based on number one opponent and who they are, and so everything we got's to be the best we can against them.
Thanks so much, Coach.